Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt. Starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 17th. In the year of our Lord, 2020, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is a freedom loving. Fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time for Friday. Quick recap of Thursday's show. And then we'll launch right into the news the networks refuse to use. Oh, man, we covered a ton of stuff yesterday. Our guest, Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGifts.com. We talked about honest money. Gold, $1,805. Silver, $19.35, both going up in the economic turmoil. Kanye West, they say, well, he's running for president. Then they say he's no longer running for president. That's West's election strategist. But now documents show he's on again, off again, on again. We'll talk about that. Walmart and Sam's Club will start requiring masks, so we'll target CVS. Almost all the big chains forcing masks now. Sam's Club, Walmart, Costco, Target, CVS. We're just getting started, folks. Mandates everywhere for masks. Your most essential freedoms are gone. I always look at people and say, I got a mask. How do you like my mask? And they look at me and they don't see a mask. And I say, God gave it to me. Otherwise, I'd look like you. Bitcoin scam happened on Twitter. All the big boys got nailed. Cryptocurrency scammers are hacking, quote, verified Twitter accounts and posting links seeking what they call fraudulent payments. Of course, I don't understand the difference between the Bitcoin scammers and the fraudulent payments, and the fraudulent payments bureaucrats extract in exchange for their, quote, peddling the cause, if you will. Lobbying goes beyond whatever you want to call it, right? But I've been saying for a long time, and I'll say it again, folks, I told you. Most people said, oh, Bitcoin can't be hacked, can't be manipulated. It's stable and solid as a rock. And I said, folks, understand it's a virtual fiat currency. So my response has always been, don't dip your toe in the crypto. And Barack Obama and Elon Musk and all these supposedly brilliant folks didn't listen to me. And now they all got burned. Oh, well, maybe they ought to listen to LibertyRoundtable.com. All right. This is interesting. The New York Times got sued by Liberty University for $10 million for making up a fake COVID-19 story. It's not right for the mainstream press to lie about and target Christians because of their beliefs. WorldNet Daily has the piece. Yeah, Liberty University sued for $10 million. Here's what happened. New York Times said because Liberty University stayed open, that a bunch of people became victims and got the corona and everything else. It's a flat-out lie. Nobody got the corona, not students, not faculty, nobody. So now Liberty U is saying, hey, you guys did that just because we're Christians and we're here to go to court and prove it. We want $10 million. Time will tell where that goes. Donald Trump talks about suing the New York Times. He doesn't really do it. But, of course, Liberty University does. Good for those gentlemen. What a wonderful job. We pray for their success. Messing with the truth. Florida COVID tests, I guess, had 100% positive. Yeah, the Department of Health exposed for massively overreporting 100%, just fake numbers everywhere. From sea to shining sea. I hate to admit it, but there you go. You can't trust the numbers, folks. Florida got caught. Then what the Florida government said, well, golly, the labs weren't reporting it right. Let the government train the labs how to report correctly, and it'll all be worked out. Have no fear. Do you trust them, folks? I don't. So that's Florida on the other side, sea to shining sea. You got Governor whacked out Newsom down there in California, not content to only ban churches from singing and chanting. Gavin Newsom, governor, now banned all churches. He banned all indoor church services and at-home Bible studies and fellowship meetings. Of course, if you want to riot, pillage, plunder, rape, whatever, no problem. You want to go to church? Oh, no. Oh, not even at your home. Folks, I'm telling you, this thug ought to be impeached. He's out of control. The Federal Reserve to be shut down by President Trump? Boy, howdy. WND.com, we can only pray for that, huh? They say Trump is a big proponent for gold, though. In May of 2019, the Washington Post quotes Trump, bringing back the gold standard would be very hard. But boy, would it be wonderful, would have a standard on which to base our money. Imagine the president saying that. Should he do more? Yes. But how many presidents have even been willing to bring up that topic? How many are even willing to acknowledge that what? No clothes on the emperor? That's hour one. Good for President Trump. Let's move it beyond just talk, shall we? Larry Hilton and the folks at Utah sure have. Gold and silver is legal tender in the state of Utah, and other states are looking at the same idea. Man, we ought to get Larry Hilton, well-known attorney in Utah, and President Trump together. Maybe we could just get this done. Bring Ron Paul into the mix. Bring Senator Rand Paul into the mix. Start a real think tank, transparently. Circumvent the mainstream press and use the new media taking center stage. Just imagine. If I could only imagine, huh, what that would be like. All right, we talked about Georgia governor doing a great job. Brian Kemp bans cities and counties from mandating masks. Man, maybe we ought to move to Georgia, huh? Brian Kemp spot on this one. Anti-mask crowd in Utah fills Utah County Commission meeting. Yeah, they don't want masks. The people are sick of it. But you know what? They had to call off the meeting. They said the people are just too rowdy. Got to table it and have it another day. And my response is, if you had all pro-mask thugs rioting and pillaging and destroying property, it would have been like nothing but a rite of passage. But if the people that don't want masks show up in mass numbers, oh no, got to shut that down. It reminds me of the thug Republican Party back in the day when Ron Paul was doing so well in his 2012 bids for president. You know, when Ron Paul folks were there in enough numbers to let Ron win, they just flat out shut off the lights, send everybody home, beat people up and hurt people. Okay, this is what's going on. So they say anti-mask crowd. Am I anti-mask or am I pro-freedom if I don't want to be forced to wear a mask? See, being forced versus the right of choice is the discussion. I don't mind if people want to wear masks. I'm not anti-mask. But I don't want to be forced to wear one. Why am I the anti-masker and they're the pro guys? I'm pro-liberty and they're anti-liberty. I'm pro-choice. Oh, wait a minute. What? I'm just not pro-death like the murderer pro-choice pretenders are. I digress. Anyway, it was huge. And they had to shut it down because they can't stand the heat. Yeah, this mask mandate by the governor of Utah is out of control, folks. You got to wear a mask to go to a government school. Forced masking for your little children. Ignoring how dangerous the science proves it to truly be. They don't care. They're into tyranny, aren't they? We all stand up and they shut us down. How do we push back harder without creating a riot? I don't want a riot. I do want peaceful rejection of their tyrannical agenda. I'm pro-liberty and they're pro-tyranny and they say I'm an anti-masker? Wow, look how we let them control the narrative. How dumb are we, huh? All right, I guess they say, hey, you know, we can have COVID test results back in 5 minutes. There's all kinds of machines. Donald Trump talked about them. They say the machines are rolling out everywhere, but nobody's seen them. Nobody can get a hold of one. It's all vaporware, folks. So COVID test in 5 minutes? Not. We also talked about the coin shortage going on. Oh, yeah, it's affecting Utah liquor stores. It's affecting all over the country. There are even stores now that put up signs and say, we won't be giving you change because there's a change shortage. So when you buy something, you know, hey, let's say it costs $1.87. Don't worry, we'll just steal your 13 cents because of the COVID. Don't you know, whatever we do that violates liberty at every turn, it's because of the COVID. That means it's justified and okay. No, thou shalt not steal. It's not okay. And you know what? The government has an obligation to do something about it. But no, They pay all the bureaucrats to sit home and not make coins. Can't make coins there now. Coronavirus would kill everybody if we do. And so they just stay home and keep all that in your piggy bank and then run around and claim there's a coin shortage. Of course, there's no fake fiat dollar bills shortage. Hallmark will now include gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer. I guess storylines is what they're calling it in their Christmas movies in 2020, 2021. That's according to NBC News. Yeah, they say we have gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender greeting cards. And we feature gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender couples in commercials. And they say, don't worry, though, we're one of the human rights campaign's best places to work. And they're one of Ford's best employers for what they call diversity. The statement also highlights Hallmark's plans to work with GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, folks. This is out of control. I don't know how to describe this. They call it Alliance Against Defamation to promote all their brands. Hallmark has turned into literally, I mean, they've gone to the dark side, folks. Google gives videos on its YouTube site platform more priority. So Google giving more priority to YouTube, even though other sites have more popularity for the same videos. And we told you they were playing games with us. They lied forever and said they weren't. Now we caught them with their hand in the cookie jar once again. That's a recap. News the networks refuse to use starts in seconds.
So, you two are real actors, huh?
Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials. Mm. Meow.
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry. They'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to asked you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march, that is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
Live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my brother. And the good sheriff with us, Sheriff Richard Mack. Freedom Loving Friday. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, Sam. Kirk. Great to be with you this beautiful Friday morning.
All right, we got to put things in order. First off, a huge shout out and a happy birthday to our dear friend and fellow talk show host on the Loving Liberty Radio Network, lovingliberty.net, Beth Schoenberg. Beth, happy birthday, sister. Great job. She does Common Sense Talk Radio, the show right after this show, live every day, Monday through Friday, on your radio, Sheriff.
Wow. Beth, getting up there, huh?
Hey, now, you're not supposed to say that to a lady.
Yeah, Yeah, but she's kind of like our sister, so we could talk about her like that.
Well, you're right about her being kind of like our sister. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, a great shout-out to her. She does a great job on the radio. We celebrate women's voices with men's voices. We've got Kate Daly and Beth Schoenberg doing a great job a lot of times on Washington Watch. They got female hosts involved, too. And, you know, I only bring this up because they say we're a bunch of chauvinist pigs and all that kind of stuff as conservatives. But, you know, the Founding Father era had a lot of women involved, too. They might not get the credit they deserve in many cases, but there were a lot of women that stood for the sacred cause of the American Revolution. And there's a lot of women doing it today as well, sir.
Yeah, well, more power to them, you know.
Heard that.
And happy birthday, Beth.
Amen. You want to comment on that, Kurt?
Should we sing, Sam? I mean, maybe we should sing her a song.
No. Then they'll tell me I got to go keep my day job, Kurt.
Yeah, all right.
You know what I mean?
Well, happy birthday, Beth.
Amen to that. Welcome to the happiest place on Earth, COVID tested nightly. Kurt, do you want to give the good sheriff the quick comment on this? I guess two NBA players test positive for COVID-19 since entering the, quote, bubble. These stories are kind of linked, but Kurt, give the quick summary. Then we'll have the sheriff respond to the happiest place on Earth, don't you know?
Well, we know that Sheriff Mack, along with many others, has been going through some, I guess you could call them withdrawals, you know, from not being able to watch the NBA. And so now the NBA has got some new ideas for ways to, keep the players all healthy and safe and, you know, make sure that the fans are happy or whatever. So it has to do with the, quote, happiest place on Earth. I almost call it the biggest vector of transmission of COVID in the world. But anyway, Walt Disney World.
Well, certainly, Kurt, let me be very clear. It certainly almost violates every principle we're talking about, doesn't it?
Well, we've been there, and, you know, it's like squished you together and rammed you up. I mean, you got to stand in line all the time, and you're bumping up against everybody. And I think that's probably where a lot of that California stuff happened last fall.
That started it all, you mean, Sheriff or Kurt?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. You got people, of course, coming from Wuhan and everywhere else there. But anyway, now...
By the way, the happiest place on Earth in a bubble where people are very strictly controlled whether they go in and out seems like a little bit of a contradiction in reality to me, but what do I know?
That's right. A guy named Mark Stein writes this piece. He said... So he gets there, he says, knock on the heavy front brown door of my first floor hotel room at Walt Disney World. Finally came Sunday just before 10 p.m. This was an all-business knock. Three technicians from BioReference Laboratories wearing white coats and face shields and accompanied by an NBA representative had arrived to administer my first coronavirus test. He'd been studying up and stuff, so he knew the answers. According to the rules in the NBA's corner of Disney World, no one is allowed inside the 314-square-foot room I am limited to through Sunday. So I slid a chair up to the doorway to receive a swab of each nostril and my throat. The sticks were snapped and placed in a tube, then stored in a crate to take back to the lab. What? You know, secure facility with
no
big
custody evidence anyway, there now.
It says the swabs, roughly 5 hours after I checked in, took less than a minute. I took my second coronavirus test Monday night, so 24 hours later, another one. Even before I had a result confirmed from the first. Maybe they haven't heard about those five-minute tests. But the end goal remains unchanged. I need a week's worth of negative results from daily tests to gain full entry into what everyone refers to as the NBA bubble. I guess they don't really have too much confidence in the tests, or else they wouldn't do a week's worth of them. Huh? Anyway, it says
even
though...
I don't understand a week's worth of them either.
Well,
and I'll tell you why. Let me explain. What they want to do is say, well, what if you get, you know, the corona within the week. Yeah, but it has a 2 to 14 day incubation period. So what if after the week on like day 5 or something like that, you know, you get the corona and it tests positive for 6 and 7 because it's, well, you know, the 2 day, and it doesn't quite catch it because the what antibodies or whatever they detect isn't there, the virus or whatever. And then you roll and then, hey, it busts out like 7 days later. Then what? See, how dumb am I? I lack scientific expertise now, don't I? See? Of course, I got a pretty sharp mind and doesn't make any sense, Kurt.
Well, Sam, you're just not supposed to question these things. It says, yeah, only two reporters are fully inside so far. Once the rest of us are allowed to look around, access restrictions for reporters will be the most onerous in league history. The NBA believes
and
that's
the appropriate
approach.
I'm sure they had two female black
approach.
Reporters in there because nobody else could do a good job.
Yeah. For what is surely the most complex undertaking in league history, but the strictness makes it difficult, he says, to say how much of the bubble we'll be able to see. Reporters can go to only 3 places after quarantining: game venues, practice sites, and the hotel designated for the news media. The 3 hotels that house the 22 teams are off limits. Anyway, bottom line is, a new way to watch and to participate with the NBA.
Happiest place on earth, Sheriff. You want to go? Yeah. Sounds like a prison to me, buddy.
Sam, are you sitting down?
Roger that. You're going?
We are going.
How's that?
I promised Rich before his twins turned 3 that we would take them, and we're going. And so I'll give you a firsthand review after we get back, but it's not for 3 weeks.
Where are you going, though? Tell me how it is. You're going to Florida.
Florida.
You're going to be a fan. You're going to enter the bubble.
We're gonna check it out.
All right. Who's playing when you're going?
Yeah, I'll let you know if it's a happy place or not. But we're gonna try it.
Who's playing when you're going?
Pardon me?
Who's playing when you're going?
Who's playing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't really into that part at all. We're not going to that.
Oh, okay. So you're going to
just going to the happiest
Disney
place,
Disney World. You're not going to the NBA kickoff season. Right?
No.
Right.
Oh, well, man, you're supposed to go to the NBA game, buddy, or you're not even an American.
Yeah, I guess not. But
see, if you don't vote for Biden, you're not black, and if you don't go to the NBA, you're not even American, dude. Come on.
Well.
See, the good sheriff doesn't even get it, does he, Kurt?
I will tell you, I'm thoroughly enjoying, though, and being entertained by Biden. I really...
Heard that.
That guy's funny.
All right, Kanye West was... well, he said he was going to jettison Trump and run for president, and then his campaign, whatever, said, no, just kidding. But then he filed some documents, they now say. Kanye West filed a document with the Federal Election Commission, the FEC, in his bid to run for president. Then after that, he filed what's called a statement of candidacy document, listing his party affiliation as, you know about this, right? It's a new party, I guess. It's the BDY. I guess that stands for birthday party. And so Kanye West is running for president on the birthday party. And West committee name, I guess, is West 2020. So there are, I guess it's Kanye 2020. So there you have it. You want to respond to this, Sheriff? You going to vote for the birthday party candidate, sir?
I thought certainly he was waiting to run next time. There's not really time to run this time.
Well, it depends on what you mean by time to run. It depends on what your agenda and goals are, my friend.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but... I thought he was a Trump supporter, so he doesn't want to pull any votes from Trump, does he?
Well, no, but maybe he'll pull more from Biden than he will from Trump, or, you know. Because you understand, if you don't vote for Biden, you're not a black man. Okay?
Oh.
But what if you vote for a black man and you're a black man? Let's talk about it, because it gets a little squirrely. But this is Liberty Roundtable Live, and we're not afraid to take it on, okay?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House firing back at some recent comments made, both written and spoken, by Maryland's Republican governor. Harsh comments about the administration's handling of the pandemic. Yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Governor Hogan is practicing what she calls revisionist history. Hogan says his harshest remarks, which recently appeared in a Washington Post op-ed, were actually taken from his upcoming book, which has been finished now for nearly 2 months.
And I think they've made some improvements since then, quite frankly. But early on in the crisis, there's no question that there were serious mistakes that were made.
A third federal execution this week is to be carried out today in Indiana as Dustin Lee Honkin was convicted of killing 5 people, including children, to protect his Iowa meth operation in 1993. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Local and state officials in Oregon blasting federal agents for grabbing protesters off Portland streets, hauling them away in unmarked vehicles. Protesters have demonstrated outside the federal courthouse there for weeks. The acting Homeland Security Director Chad Wolf saying that federal agents will continue to protect federal facilities and everyone inside. Democrats are reportedly being told not to attend their Democratic Party convention in person. The New York Times saying a convention advisor has told members of Congress they should not plan to travel to Milwaukee. That message relayed to congressional aides in an email also saying delegates will not be going to Milwaukee and that party meetings will be taking place exclusively online. Democrats had previously decided to move the event to a smaller arena in the Milwaukee area, again because of the coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com.
All right, the good Sheriff Richard Mack with us, Kurt Crosby and Sam Bushman in the round table. Sounds like it's Triangle Think Tank more than Liberty Round Table, but anyway. So Kanye West running for president after all, and the good Sheriff wisely says, hey, I thought this was going to be a 2024 kind of bid thing because there's not any time, can't get on the ballots, can't. That's all true. I agree with every bit of that. But it all depends on what the strategy is. See, when Joe Biden says, you know what, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. However, what if you are black and you vote for a black man like a rap star, like a Kanye West there, Sheriff? Can you do that? Or would that not be?
Well, I can.
Would you not be black, too, if you did that? Now, we're talking about the black contingent for a minute, right? What if you're black and you vote for Kanye? Can you do that, or do you got to go for Biden if you're a real black?
Well, according to Biden, it would have to be that you're voting for him or you're not a real black.
Yeah, so voting for Kanye would demonstrate your lack of blackness there.
Right.
See, so Kanye might be getting in for that reason. That's one idea. Kanye might also be getting in to kind of set the stage and elevate his credibility from rap star with very... I don't know what you want to call it, hood-style playboy lyrics to Christian slash candidate. And maybe he's just saying, you know what, I'm going to kind of run on the fringes right now, separate myself from Trump and from the Democrats, and the birthday party could be dovetailed into the birthday of the nation that he celebrates and the birthday of all Americans that God gave us, the birthday of life. And he could literally use this as an educational effort to elevate his standings in terms of being real. And so he might be doing it for that reason. He also might be doing it to drop out at the last second. If it's on again, off again, on it, you might drop out at the last second and hand your delegates, whatever you get, to President Trump. Who knows what the strategy is? The point is, however, the idea that it was a flash in the pan, well, now they're flirting with more information. There's something here going on, is what I'm getting at, Sheriff.
Yeah, there seems like that's always happening. You can't get anything straight from this political show in America, and maybe Kanye's just wanting a piece of that. He certainly doesn't need the money, so he won't need to do any fundraising, but that's kind of unique, too. Trump didn't do much fundraising 4 years ago, but he's doing a bunch of it this time. So,
great point.
Things change.
Well, and Kanye may be doing it because how much could he get, even as a write-in candidate? How much could he get getting on a few ballots? How much could he get demonstrating how manipulated the Republican and Democratic parties are in terms of their, I don't know what you call it, geofencing? In other words, their ability to lock people out. Why can't a national recognized name, who doesn't know the household name of Kanye West is the point, but yet that guy can't even really decide to jump in? Let's see, it's July, so August, September, October, November. A guy can't get in 4 months before the election and literally be a serious candidate who already has a household name and plenty of money and plenty of ability to get it done? Why not? And the answer is because the Republican and Democratic parties, they've already shut him out before he ever got started. You know, how much of these realities could you highlight here, Sheriff, that could really educate the populace?
Well, that's, yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, I knew hardly nothing of Kanye West. And I guess the first time I really knew of him was when he tried to take the Grammy away from Taylor Swift and give it to Beyonce. And, what an amazing act that was for publicity. First of all, I'm not into that kind of music at all.
Are you into his Christian music, though?
No, I really like that he's turned Christian.
Have you heard his Closed on Sunday song?
No.
Closed on Sunday.
Listening to the radio, and if it's on.
It says this, Closed on Sunday, you're my Chick-fil-A. And it's a promotion of Chick-fil-A. And he says how much he loves the lemonade. But yeah, then the lyrics, like, Kurt's going to read the lyrics. Kurt, you want to pull up those lyrics?
Chick-fil-A, and I don't like them anymore. They're pro SPLC.
Yeah, there you go. But Kurt, if you want to grab those lyrics, I think they're worth reading, because what he really does in the discussion is he talks about Satan and Jesus Christ and talks about the importance of teaching your sons and daughters. This, on one hand, is a funny song that people laugh at. On the other hand, it's a very serious song about the spiritual battles going on not only across the world, but particularly in America. It's a very political song, even though people don't really realize it. And it's a very Christian song. Again, his worship and my worship aren't quite the same. He's quite a bit more, evangelical or Assembly of God style church than I might be or whatever. But yet, you know, he's holding rallies on Sunday all across the country where people can worship with Kanye West. And anyway, it's an interesting, I don't know what you call it, change in focus and venue. For Kanye. Do you have those lyrics handy, Kurt?
Yep.
Go ahead.
It says, Listen carefully,
Sheriff.
Closed on Sunday, you're my Chick-fil-A. Closed on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. Hold the selfies, put the gram away. Get your family, y'all hold hands and pray. When you got daughters, always keep them safe. Watch out for vipers. Don't let them indoctrinate. Closed on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A, you're my number one with the lemonade. Raise our sons, train them in the faith, through temptations, make sure they're wide awake. Follow Jesus, listen and obey, no more living for the culture, we nobody's slave. The chorus says, stand up for my home. Even if I take this walk alone, I bow down to the King upon the throne. My life is His, I'm no longer my own. I pray to God that he'll strengthen my hand. They will think twice stepping onto my land. I draw the line. It's written in the sand. Try me and you will see that I ain't playing. Now back up off my family. Move your hands. I got my weapons in the spirit's land. I, Jezebel, don't even stand a chance. Jezebel, don't even stand a chance.
Pretty interesting lyrics when you think about it. They're quite reflective. I'm not saying they're exactly how I would deliver the message, but I'm just saying that from a guy who, you know, literally admits that the record producers and the world that he lived in is flat out controlled by Satan. And now he's moving to Wyoming and standing up for Christian values. And again, you know, he's not maybe where we might be in the day-to-day spiritual worship, but those lyrics show some real detailed understanding of the battle, the war that started in heaven that continues right now. And so on one hand, it's a funny song. People like Chick-fil-A, lemonade, woo. But when you really dig in, you go, he's talking about the fact that Satan's trying to attack all of our families, and you better get involved. You better be a father. You better protect your daughters. You better train your sons in the faith. You better say, Satan, back off and hold hands and pray. You know, in my opinion, it's some pretty serious stuff.
Well, I thought it was great. They are great words, and I've never heard it before.
I get it, but I'm telling you right now, he's pretty much a household name, and he can't get on the ballot anywhere, and he can't really become involved in either party. Now, they would say, well, it's because you missed the primary.
Right. Well, that's part of it.
But even primaries are a problem when you think about it, because if I'm not voting in the Republican primary, because I'm not a Republican, don't you get it? And I don't vote in the Democratic primary because I'm not a Democrat. Does it make any sense? So right now I'm just sidelined while these two, they're not government. These parties are private groups. They're not government at all, by the way. So while they decide the president, I am sitting sidelined because maybe I'm a member of the birthday party. Or maybe I'm a member of the Libertarian Party, or the Constitution Party, or the Independent American Party, or whoever, whatever I am, an independent. And so I'm sidelined all the way till November anyway, disenfranchised. And now one of the richest people in entertainment today, Kanye West, a household name, hey, he can't get on the ballot. He can't even think about a Republican or a Democrat candidacy. So he's kind of saying I'm on the birthday party. The point is Americans need to understand all this. And I don't think most Americans really get it. They've decided your votes almost before you get there with the insider tactics and the two-party system and the way they manipulate it all. You know, where do we go? And if Kanye jumps in, I kind of wonder how much black vote he could even siphon off by one, being on the ballot in a few states, but two, by even a write-in candidacy, Sheriff.
Well, you know, that's all possible. I'm telling you, Sam, That's why you have to think that something else is going on. That, you know, like you were alluding to earlier, that there's some sort of subterfuge or something behind the scenes, what his motivations really are. And
I don't know what they are, but I bring it up because you could say, well, Sam, you won't get a lot of votes. But, well, how many were the votes, the difference between Bill Clinton, I'm sorry, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, how many popular votes were there a difference for? 2 million, they said, or something? We got to look that up, but how many votes do you think Kanye could get with his household name? Especially when blacks might vote for a black guy, not a Joe Biden who mocked them.
He's going to be on the ballot in Oklahoma.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
So anyway, they say Donald Trump lost the popular vote. Some are saying it's about 2 to 3 million. Others are saying it's 4 to 5 million. Trump blamed it on illegals voting, etc., etc. You know, I don't even know the truth because there's so much vote fraud everywhere. Nevertheless, even CNN reported back in the day, it's official. Clinton swamps Trump in popular vote. And the reason I bring this up, let's see. December 22nd, 2016 is when CNN rolled this out. Anyway, I bring this up because do you think that Kanye West could have an effect? 3 to 5 million votes? Especially if he courts conservatives and the black community and he takes it over those black conservatives and people who are sick of being on Biden's slave mentality reservation there now, Sheriff. And so maybe Trump and Kanye are working on this together, sir. How dumb am I?
It wouldn't surprise me, but I... You know, like I said at the beginning of this, I still think that he could do harm to Trump. And
No doubt the possibilities are out there. I'm not saying he could be working with Trump. He could be basically commandeered by the black community to work against President Trump to say, hey, Biden will get a ton of the blacks, Kanye will get the rest, and it'll shut down the swing vote the blacks could bring to the president or Latinos could bring to the president, et cetera. There's no doubt. I don't know which way it's going to go. I just know this. He's literally registered in Oklahoma. He's working on a few other states, and he doesn't have to get massive votes. He just has to get enough to muddy the waters and to kind of throw a wrench in the works for whoever he's really gunning for. But if I had to say, would he be gunning for Trump or Biden, I would say it would probably be Trump. But yet, you don't know. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, I do like the fact that he's running on the birthday party. It puts a little bit more of a, you know, fun thing, do politics. I've enjoyed birthday parties forever. And, finally we get some kind of party we can really kind of back, I guess you could say, the birthday party. They do say that Oklahoma, he's going to be on the ballot in Oklahoma. I don't think it'll be a decision maker there. As far as I can tell, the president will certainly win Oklahoma. And I don't know, you know, I do think that he's working on his 2024 run. And this is a way that he can, you know, sort of get his toe dipped in. And
I agree. He also might win a few other states, though, too. You know, he's from Wyoming now, right? Just kind of like Biden's from Utah, Clinton's from New York, and Kanye's from Wyoming, don't you know? But here's the other interesting thing. Headline from the mainstream press, always trying to pick at Donald Trump. Trump, quote, scrambling to turn tide, escalates attacks on Biden. And so now they're making fun of him for attacking Biden. Of course, they don't make fun of Biden for attacking Trump. That's all legitimate. But here's the interesting thing about it that I want to bring up. I thought that the three of us, as one of the greatest think tanks in the world, we could come up with kind of a few ideas for President Trump. First off, I don't think attacking Biden is worth his time. I think Biden literally destroys himself every time he appears in public. And a lot of people laugh at him and just go, are you kidding me? But a lot of people are seriously concerned that somebody who lacks the mental acuity, or what do you want to say? Is that the right word? Lacks the mental clarity to continue. Now, I'm not saying Biden wasn't smart in his day. It's just that he's getting older and his grip on reality starting to slip. But I don't think that attacking Biden is the way to go. The question becomes then, what is the way to go? So do you think attacking Biden is a good strategy, or do you think there should be a different strategy? Sheriff and then Kurt, and what should that strategy be? Because I think we can, in the next couple of minutes, provide some guidance for President Donald John Trump as he works on being elected for the second time. I have some guidance that I really think could be relevant in his campaign at this very important juncture right now. What do you say first, Sheriff?
Yeah, I think they need to attack Biden, but I don't think it would be really attack stuff instead of just running ads of things he's said. I would run the thing where he's talking about firing that prosecutor and him using the foul language about that and bragging about how he got rid of him and the money they spent afterwards and the billions and I've got Obama in my pocket. And I mean, all that needs to be played. And then all the stupid things he has said over the years, absolutely. They absolutely need to do all of that. And the best attack against Biden is using his own thing. So, yeah, using his own stuff. I think there could not be a greater attack.
Kurt?
Well, I would recommend a different plan and, how they've talked about the big tent program for a lot of times and that kind of thing. And the president's been working on the Make America Great Again plan for quite some time. I think he could put together a list, quite a lengthy list. I mean, he's already included this whole much less regulation kind of idea where he's gotten rid of about 8 regulations for every single one they've added. I'd highlight the things that they've done that are great in the whole Make America Great Again plan. And then I'd say, look, this is my last term. I want to get these other things done for America and include things that are so many of us would prefer, like eliminating the Federal Reserve and maybe even on the way to honest money, the silver and gold, like the Constitution says, you move to the United States notes. Then you got the income tax where he's talked about tax reform or tax cuts. Hey, you just completely eliminate that and free the American people there. Institute those tariffs and things like he's talked about and say, hey, this is how they had it before and we don't need to terrorize the American people like, they've been terrorizing me. There's so many good things he could just pick up on that he's already done and highlight those and then or add these others to the list. And man, it just be great reasons to vote for him.
Yeah, I think that we ought to focus on reasons to vote for President Trump. And I think that a few backhanded slaps at Biden and a few jokes to make fun of Biden to show how irrelevant he really is in the election would be important. And some examples might be this. I'm working with Pence to build a fence. Biden's nothing but hiding. You know, you could create a few slogans and a few shirts like that go a long way. You could say, I'm building the wall. Right? And you could talk
then
about
he could
building
promote
the wall.
The,
I'm working with
protest
Rand
idea.
Paul. I'm working with Rand Paul. I'm building the wall and working with Senator Paul. Biden wants to shut down your mall. You know, you could create a few slogans that would be really good. You could render him irrelevant. You could literally then focus on what you're going to do in your next term. Hey, you know what? We got a lot more to do building the wall. We got a lot more to do for school choice. Betsy DeVos and I have been working on it. We got a lot more to do to roll back agencies. We've been shutting down, I don't know what it is, 20-to-1, regulations or, laws for every new law we put in. We got to accelerate that. We need to work on getting rid of the Federal Reserve and go back to honest money. We need to stand for the sacred cause of pro-life. I've been the first president to literally double down and support the pro-life people like no president in your lifetime, people. We need to stand up. Kanye West is even promoting pro-life efforts, and We need to really shut down the abortion pro-death folks. We need to, and he could highlight the wall and pro-life and honest money and the schools and talk about the judges. You know what? I've put over 200-plus judges in place that will stand for conservative values and constitutionality. It's far from perfect, folks. We've had some setbacks because the swamp is so deep. But and I think he'd do best. I don't mind some swipes at Joe to make fun of Uncle Whacked Out Crazy Joe. But at the same time, I think that you should highlight what you're going to do for the people and really turn it to be a positive campaign. Melania's Be Best campaign. We're going to lead with that, people, because you know what? That's really a way to get set aside this bickering and fighting in America and a way for us to be best and work together. And, you know, you prominently focus on the First Lady. You prominently focus on, you know, these things. And I think that you could do very well. But what President Trump's got to do is a little less attacking everybody else and a little focus on what his campaign promises were the first go around and highlight where you are on those and what you're going to do next to advocate for those. And I really think Trump could win if he'd put together a strategy like that. And then, you know, hey, you don't know who Biden's going to put in. Biden's first attempt to work on this was to go to Bernie Sanders, whacked out, crazy, communist Bernie. And they strapped, you know, put together their, quote, Democratic Party platform update proposals. They're whacked out and completely extreme. They've dipped to the left like you wouldn't believe. Go read it. Okay, Black Lives Matter is a bunch of thug organizations that wants to destroy the family. I'm against them. Biden loves Black Lives Matter. In fact, he's so into Black Lives Matter that he doesn't realize that he just told everybody you got to vote for a white man to be a real black person. Okay, you could highlight a few of these huge gaffes, if you will, and then focus on your own real strategy, returning to what made you win in the first place, providing an update on the progress. And by the way, he's got a lot of progress and a lot of updates he could really focus on that the people don't know much about. And so acquainting people with his progress and what he's done behind the scenes, and then painting a picture of the future of I've delivered well, but I'm going to up the ante coming up. I think it could be a winning strategy, Sheriff. There's my take. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that should be considered. It sounds like a reasonable strategy. I still think he needs to exercise his power, not just for Roger Stone, but for a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life. I think he should add that. Ones that no one could really argue about. Roger Stone, I think, should have waited until right after the election when Trump would be a lame duck and it wouldn't really matter and it couldn't hurt him politically. I think the Roger Stone thing has hurt him a little bit, but, you know, the base didn't care. Trump's base didn't care, and of course his enemies and the press are going to make a big deal out of it.
But all you got to do is find a good whacked out Democrat to release coming up election time and show that it's a little different, and you can recover from that in about 2 seconds flat.
Right. And so, yeah, I think what you said has merit, and I think Trump needs to look outside normal conventional politics.
Yeah, like abolishing the not only the Federal Reserve, but literally shutting down the IRS and say, look, these people have been dogging me for years. I've been under an audit for literally years and years and years. You know what? Y'all are abused by the IRS. You know what? Maybe we ought to say we're the Republican abolish the IRS party. You know, he needs to do something significant enough to where people say, hey, Donald's for real again.
Yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree. I would not say they've done it to me. He says, oh, yeah, they've done it to me, but this is for the American people who have been so abused by the IRS over the years, and the Democrats have never done anything about it.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about a ton of prisoners being released. I'm telling you right now, over 100,000 of them, many of them literally hardened criminals. And whenever you ask them why something is going south, why it's going so crazy, they say, it's because of the COVID. Don't you know? It's for safety. What? And we'll talk about it. Because you would say, Sam, aren't you for the release of prisoners? Well, let's just dig into the details next hour, and we'll talk about it. Who knows more about it than the good sheriff? Nobody I know. All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.